Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Don't miss the Tulsa Farm Show December 9th through 11th at Expo Square SageNet Center. Show sponsor Oklahoma Farm Bureau and hundreds of exhibitors will feature the latest in ag products and services, along with cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. $1,000 in show bucks will be given away each day at 1 p.m. And be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
This holiday season, be prepared for a sense of wonder and awe as The One, a Christmas experience featuring Christ Tree, lights up Enid, Oklahoma. Presented by Jiffy Trip and Tachyon and co-sponsored by RE/MAX Premier Realty, The One is a 42-day event celebrating the birth of our Savior. It all starts on November 26th as we light up the world's largest fresh-cut Christmas tree during Enid's Light Up the Plains. Go to theoneenid.com.
At its recent strategic planning conference in Carlsbad, California, the U.S. Meat Export Federation marked 30 years of operations in South Korea. USMEF Korea Director Ji Hang Yang noted that improved market access and rising incomes have fueled tremendous growth in red meat consumption in Korea.
Most important accomplishment in the last 30 years is positioning U.S. meat as a major supplier of protein to Korean market, not just filling the shortfall of domestic supply. Beef per capita consumption has increased from 4.1 kilograms in 1990s to 13 kilograms in 2020. One-third of beef consumed by Korea comes from U.S. Pork per capita consumption has also increased from 11.8 kilograms to 26.6 kilograms. Korea has high self-sufficiency rate for pork, so one-tenth of the pork consumed is from the U.S.
Even before COVID-19, Korea was a pace setter in sales of fresh food through e-commerce platforms, and this trend has accelerated greatly during the pandemic.
Fresh food sales through e-commerce is now estimated to be almost $7 billion market, with 67% growth in 2020 and another 30% growth this year. Popularity of home meal replacement also contributed to strong sales of U.S. beef and pork in Korea, up 85% in 2020 and even grew further by 53% this year. The success of HMR is convenience, as the consumer can cook at home with prepared ingredients. Interestingly, the main customer of home meal replacement product are moms, not single household. Of course, single household buy HMR, but moms are buying more HMR to feed their families.
For more information, go to usmef.org. Well, the USDA says it's begun accepting applications for up to $1.15 billion in loans and grants to help rural residents get access to high-speed internet. The announcement comes shortly after the recently approved bipartisan infrastructure law earmarked another $2 billion in additional funding for the ReConnect program. High-speed internet is the new electricity, says Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack. It must be reliable, affordable, and available to everyone. He also says the funding that USDA is making available should go a long way towards making rural broadband much more accessible. Expanding broadband availability in rural areas will help create jobs, help farmers use precision ag technologies, expand access to education and healthcare in rural communities, and create economic opportunities for millions of rural residents, Vilsack adds. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is proud to be a strong, solid voice for agriculture in Oklahoma. Farm Bureau members work together as advocates for family agriculture and our rural communities. Join us by becoming a Farm Bureau member today. Visit our website at okfarmbureau.org to sign up or to learn more. For nearly 80 years, Oklahoma Farm Bureau members have come together to build a brighter future, and we're going to be here for decades to come. Together, we are Rural Oklahoma. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.